But to return to the Atlantic and the Phoenicia proper. As if that were not to be enough for anyone but little headway, if any, was made in solving the was-not-to-be-crowned conundrum when a child of man, Festy King, of a family long and honorably associated with the tar and feather industries, who gave an address to an old Plomench Mayo of the Saxons in the heart of a foul-famed Potheen district, was subsequently hailed up at the Old Bailey on the Calends of March, of Mars, under an incompatibly framed indictment on both of the counts, from each equinoctious points of view, the one fellow's fetch being the other fellow's person, that is to say, flying cushats out of his overalls and making Festus immodest his forces on the fields. Oh yea, oh yea. When the prisoner, soaked and methylated, appeared in dry dock, apparently ambrosialized, like Kearse's corduroy caricature, wearing, besides stains, rents, and patches, his fight shirt, straw braces, sou'wester, and a policeman's corkscrew trousers, all out of the true, as he had purposely torn up his symmetrymanx bespokes in the mamer time, deposing for his exution with all the floors of sparse in the Royal Irish vocabulary, how the whole Pader Jagmartin trapezuit and all of the sulfiate of copperas had fallen off of him quats unaccountably like the crystallizations of alum uneven, while he was trying for to stick fire to himself. In feet he was dripping as he found upon stripping for a pipkin of malt as he feared the cooled rain. It was attempted by the crown, P.C. Robert, to show the king, Alois Crowbar, once known as Meliki, impersonating a climbing boy, or rub some pixes of any luvial pizzamore o'er his face, plux and pussis, with a clean torf as the best means of disguising himself, and was to the middle white fair in Mudford of a Thursday, feished of a peeler and pulley, under the ill-assumed names of Taking Fest and Rabort, picked by him and Anthony out of a telephone book, allegedly with a pedigree pig, unlicensed, and a hyacinth.